Retired pro football players and their union disagree. Again, the two sides have fought bitterly over pension issues and disability payments. Today, a trial begins in federal court in San Francisco to determine if the union broke a promise to pay former NFL players tens of millions of dollars from licensing deals. NPR's Tom Goldman has the story.
In recent times, retired NFL players have presented a less than rosy view of life after football. Paltry pensions, sometimes no financial help for crippling disabilities. But now they say their union has committed, in football terms, its most grievous personal foul.
Well, I think economically it's the most important issue because this union gets about $100 million of free cash flow a year from their licensing activities. These 2,056 men have not received one penny.
Attorney Ron Katz is representing those 2,000-plus NFL retirees in a class-action lawsuit against the NFL Players Association and its marketing wing, Players, Inc. Katz says the case is based on a very simple premise.
We signed a contract, we didn't get paid.
The contract in question is called a Group Licensing Authorization, GLA. The 2,000-plus plaintiffs in the case signed GLAs so they'd get paid when the images of six or more present or former NFL players are used in commercials, video games, collector cards, and the like. Much like the game of football, the language of the GLAs is team-oriented. It says the money generated by licensing will be divided between all participating players who signed GLAs. This share the wealth concept will be a major point of contention in the trial. Jeffrey Kessler is the lawyer for the NFLPA.
The claims in this case are an attempt by a tiny group of retired players who frankly have a long-standing vendetta against the NFL Players Union to get a share of money that belongs to the active NFL players for their licensing.
Active players, says Kessler, are responsible for the many millions generated through licensing, and the GLAs do not require them to share with retired players. But, reading from a GLA signed in 2002 by one of the plaintiffs, there's no language supporting what Kessler says.
Welcome to another game of Madden NFL. I'm Marshall Falk, bringing you a breakdown of today's matchup.
The retired players also say the union actively tried to deny payments. Electronic Arts, the company that makes the popular Madden NFL video games, pays the union an estimated $25 to $30 million a year in licensing fees. The plaintiffs have emails that they say show union officials told EA to scramble images of retired players in the Madden game so those players wouldn't have to be paid. Kessler acknowledges the scrambling, but says it was done to protect retired players whose images hadn't been paid for. Former Buffalo Bills defensive back Jeff Nixon regrets having to sue his union, but Nixon, one of the plaintiffs, says it's important.
When we sign these group licensing agreements, we've looked at it as the same way the active players do. You can be a bench warmer, you can be a superstar, but you're still going to get paid because you're part of this team. And we really thought that we were part of the team. Now we're finding out we weren't. We were actually a burden to them.
Nixon is one of the many former players hoping the trial leads to reforms at the NFLPA. The union is looking for new leadership after the recent death of its controversial executive director, Gene Upshaw. Tom Goldman, NPR News.